Mr. Wallace, reel 8.
No. I went to, Lysander then, shortly, very shortly after that. Very, very shortly after that. Because war was declared on the 4th of August, and Heligoland was on the 28th of August. Well, I was in the I'd been in the Lysander some days, or some time, when Heligoland. So I was in Lysander then. And on the 20th of September, Captain Wakefield went sick from the Lysander. And we had a Lieutenant Commander G.W. Taylor came. He arrived on board the ship about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And we were under orders to go and see the following day. Well, as a senior signal rated, I met him. He said, "Well, who are you?" I told him, signal rated. "Oh." I said, "Well, sir, there's only one thing I can tell you now. That is, we're going to sea at 5 o'clock in the morning." "Oh, thank you very much." Well, off he went. I went below and got my head down. But I was up about 4 o'clock the following morning. And he was sitting on the upper deck, Lieutenant Commander Taylor. Well, I went along to him and said, "Good morning, sir." And he started talking to me about what the routine of the ship and how do we carry on and all this lot. I told him who we'd go out, we'd follow, and I said, "It's usual." I said, "The captain generally gives orders, follow so and so and so and so." I said, "We got a very, very efficient coxswain, sir." "Oh," he said, "that's very nice to know." Well, the following morning, that morning when we went to sea, we'd got out somewhere, perhaps about two hours, and we had an SOS from three first-class cruisers. Had been attacked by submarines. That was the Cressy, Hogue, and the Booker. They were sunk by German submarines, and we were about 5 hours away before, it was 5 hours before we could get there. And they were all sunk. There was several boats hanging around, so we picked up what we could from them. The next thing of interest that took place in the Harwich Force was Christmas Day 1914. We went to Cuxhaven. We escorted three liners. I forget the names now. And Dean was one. They were Isle of Man boats, used to run from Liverpool to Isle of Man. But they fitted them out as seaplane carriers. They each carried three seaplanes. And we took them over as near as we could to the German coast. And then the carriers hoisted them out. And away they went to attack Cuxhaven. But they got their attack in all right. And we were very heavily attacked, the destroyers escort. We were very heavily attacked by Zeppelins and German fighters, or German bombers. But I think there was only about one out of the nine seaplanes. There was three seaplane carriers, and they carried three seaplanes each. I think there was only one come back safely. The remaining eight was lost. Then on January the 24th, 1915, we had the German battlecruiser Blücher. She was sunk.
Was the Harris force involved in that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Do you remember the action?
Oh, yes. I picked up survivors.
Tell me about the action. Describe it.
Well, we sighted we came up from the south, and the battle cruisers were having a go. Well, the Germans retreated, but the Blücher wasn't fast enough to get away, so she got sunk by our battle cruisers. And the destroyers went in to pick up survivors, and we did pick up a lot of survivors from the Blücher. But while we were picking them up, the Germans bombed us from planes. So the senior officer, whoever he was, meant retire. I said a signal, retire immediately. Finished, leave them there. Because as we were trying to pick them up, they were trying to bomb us. So that was... We got quite a few prisoners there.
You were saying that Lysander was involved in a crash with a Liberty boat as well. Yeah, happened then?
With HMS Liberty. That's some years later. I think it was, that was about 1917, was it? It's on the paper. But we were out on the... We used to be... The Dover Patrol were very, very busy. And we used to have... We used to send divisions, a division of destroyers from Harwich to assist the Dover Patrol at times. You might go down there for a fortnight. And while we were there, we had a collision. The Liberty, that's another destroyer, crashed us. Well, we were towed into Dover, and then we were towed to Portsmouth and paid off. We returned to Chatham Barracks. Well, then the skipper told us before we paid off, the captain said, I shall get another destroyer as soon as there's one ready. He made that known. And all aboard the ship, they were, I want to go with the skipper, I want to go with them, I'll go anywhere with him. Well, I was the leading light. I said, now who wants to go to the skipper if he gets a new ship? So. And there was one fellow there that I can't forget, a fellow called, he had great big teeth and they called him Tusky, Cornthwaite. I said, what about you, Tusky? Do you want to go, skipper? He said, I'll go to him. Yes, he said, no, I don't want a bloody return ticket. I'll go with him. And the skipper made it known to Chatham that the crew wanted to go with him, and he'd locked him, and we all went with him to the Retriever.
It must have been a very happy ship to
it
have got that.
It was a very, very happy ship.
But what makes a happy ship?
Well, when you get a good crowd of officers, and you get a good crowd of men. But of course, if you get... I don't know what it could be like now, in the Navy now, if the people in the Navy are the same as they are outside, where you've got those extremists, those moles that they talk about in the paper.
Yeah, well, what made a happy ship in your day?
Well, in my experience, all my experience in the Navy, the ships I was in were always very, very happy. I can't tell you about a ship that I didn't like. I'll tell you one thing. Mm. During the last war, when I was...
You served with the Harwich Force for practically all of the war.
All of the war, yeah.
Yeah. What were the routine activities of the Heritage Force? What was your routine?
Oh, well, you were always waiting to go to sea. You were always ready for action. About after you'd done so many days steaming, you had to go alongside the jetty for boiler cleaning. That used to be roughly about every 6 weeks. You went alongside, there was about four of you at a time. Four from three flotillas. We had three flotillas at Harwich then. And when you were boiler cleaning, you were out of action. And in some cases, you got 24 hours leave. It's all according to what ship you were in. But in Lysander and Retriever, I always got, if we went boiler cleaning this morning, skipper said to me, all right, you can sugar off, Wallace, until noon on Wednesday.
Life aboard the Royal Naval ships you served on during the war, did the life aboard ship get affected much by the war? The daily routine?
No. I mean, you were always ammunition in ship, or if you went out anywhere, as soon as you come in, the first thing was to replace all your ammunition.
Did you serve with many hostilities-only personnel?
No, not very many, but some.
Yes. How did the HOs fit in?
They've done very, very, very well indeed. Very well indeed, yes.
You had more than a year in Chatham Barracks from 1921 to 1922 as an instructor. How did you like life in the barracks as compared with life aboard ship?
Well, in barracks, you finish work at 3:45 in the afternoon. You've got nothing else to do until 8:00 the following morning. And you can go ashore the 3 nights out of 4. 3 weekends out of 4. So it's very, 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 very nice in the. There's no special duties to do. The special duties are done by the ship's company in the barracks. That is the people that's on the staff.
Was Chatham a good town for sailors?
Oh, yes. Of course, you were so near London.
Where were the popular places for meeting in Chatham? Where would sailors congregate?
Well, there was the Welcome. That was a sailor's home. There was a Salvation Army home. And there was a sailor's home as well. So you had three pieces there. Then, a great many used to go to London in the evening. You went ashore at 4:05. You were allowed to go through the gate at 4:05. You caught a train at, I think one of the trains was 5:01. Well, it costs 0.5 crown to Holborn, 2 and 8 to Victoria. So that wasn't a lot. So a lot of people used to go, the Londoners used to go home 3 or 4 nights a week, and they caught a train the following morning to get them back in time to be in, but they had to be in by 7:00, except Monday morning you were 8:30.
Apart from
the sailors' homes in Chatham, where else in the town would sailors tend to congregate together?
Pubs.
Were there any particular ones that were favourites?
There was all renowned pubs there. There was pubs in Galore with the usual prostitutes knocking around. Oh, yes, there was plenty of pubs there.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't have any more questions to ask you. That's completed my list of notes here. And it's very, very helpful recording. I'm very glad to have that.